How many of y'all know that things are happening? If you don't know, you're in serious danger. Things are about to get really crazy here shortly, because there's a prophetic timeline of things that God has predestined. And, you know, everybody's trying to figure out times and seasons and so forth. And there's three calendars that has been created in our realm. But only one of them is the true time. Only one. I mean, you got the Gregorian, the Roman, and then the Hebrew calendar. And only one of them is the Hebrew calendar that's the correct timing of things. Now, we know that God's perfect time is His time. Amen? And even though that there's prophetic timelines of everything, God is still going to do things according to the way He wants and how He wants. So we know that the prophetic timelines are things that are going to be around that certain period of time. We know that we're in the last days. Amen? We can see that we're in the time of plenty before the time of famine. We can see the corruption in the world, which the Bible speaks all about this. I mean, if you can't see that our government has been lying and deceiving for a long time, you're in trouble. And many people still have not awakened to that. You know, this is this whole purpose. Remember, what's going on globally is a sting operation from God, not from man. This is not a political thing. This is a biblical thing. And we've got to understand that this is all God exposing everything so that people can become awakened and not miss the removal of the church, or what we call the bride, the rapture. But again, we're not talking about the rapture right now, because we still got things to fulfill first. There's multiple things to be fulfilled before the rapture comes. So don't rely on the rapture. Rely on Christ and your everyday walk with Him. Amen. It's important. And so there's a couple things that the Lord spoke to me. And He said there's, in other words, we've talked about wisdom and discernment and all kinds of stuff like that. But He said there's not enough people that are embracing the divine wisdom. He said there's not enough people embracing the divine wisdom of God. They're looking for wisdom, they're praying for wisdom, and the enemy will bring you wisdom of the world and not wisdom from God. Hello? So you've got to discern that. And Proverbs 3:13, let's speak it together. Happy is the man who finds what? Wisdom. And the man who gains understanding. For her proceeds are better than the profits of silver, and her gain than fine gold. Again, profits of wisdom and understanding is greater than gold and silver. She's more precious than rubies. And all the things you may desire cannot compare with her. Length of days is in her right hand. In her left hand, riches and honor. Her ways are the ways of pleasantness, and all of her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to those who take hold of her, or those who embrace her. Everyone say embrace. And happy are all who retain her, or embrace her. Again, there's profit of the wisdom and understanding of God Almighty. Remember, wisdom tells you what to do. Understanding tells you how to do it. Amen? But the wisdom from above is different. It's divine wisdom. Remember, it says in the left hand are riches and honor, and right hand is length of days. The wisdom of this world can't do that for you. Amen? The ways are pleasant and peace. The wisdom of this world can't do that for you. She is a tree of life. The wisdom of this world is a tree of death. And people don't know that. To those who embrace her, only to those who embrace her is she life. James 3:13. Who is wise and understanding among you, let him show by good conduct that his works are done in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts, do not boast and lie against the truth. This wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, demonic. And where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there. See, this wisdom that's from the world produces envy and self-seeking and brings confusion. Amen? But the wisdom that is from above is, first what? Pure. Then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality, without hypocrisy. Now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. Again, we live and exist in a false reality and a temporary realm. It's controlled by the prince of power of air, the Antichrist, a.k.a. Antichrist. That influences the human mind and thinking, causes the thoughts to enslave an individual with wisdom to promote their purpose. Whose purpose? The world's purpose. Their agenda, their wealth, and come under control. So people go to school and colleges and learn all of this wisdom and knowledge and understanding and things of the world. But what does the Bible say? What good is the profit all the things of the world and lose your soul? Remember, it keeps you enslaved in this temporary realm in the false reality. Its purpose is for their purpose is to enslave individuals and promote their purpose, agenda, with wealth and control. This creates a false emotional fulfillment of success. I'm going to state it again. It creates a false fulfillment, an emotional false fulfillment of success. Those not meeting the level of this worldly wisdom are looked down upon. They're rejected. They become medicated or imprisoned. How many of y'all know when you become an addict, you become imprisoned? Amen? Now, the wisdom from above, when you have the wisdom from above, you're able to control the wisdom of Satan, the satanic, the demonic wisdom. You're able to control it. You're able to. It can't affect you. But you got to be filled with the Spirit of God. You got to have a personal relationship and carry the presence of God. James chapter 1, verse 2, let's speak it. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials. That takes wisdom. Hello. Remember, wisdom does what? Tells you what to do. Knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience, that's endurance. So you're going to be tested. Now look at this, because this is kind of funny. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. And if you lack wisdom, he says, man, you're lacking wisdom. Why? Because you're not counting it all joy. What is wisdom? It's the ability to discern. It's what? The ability to discern. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of sea driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord, for he is double-minded and unstable in all of his ways. It is the ability to discern. What is it, the ability to discern? What is past, what is present, and what is future? In other words, time. It's the ability to discern time. It's the ability to serve what is good, evil, and righteous. It is the ability to make what is unseen and discern what is unseen. All of these spiritual influences are the thoughts and of the mind and desires. So you're able to discern. You're going to make what is unseen to become seen and expose the spiritual influences of thoughts and desires. It's also called discerning of spirits. Too many are embracing the wisdom given by the media, which is demonic. They're embracing wisdom from doctors. They're embracing wisdom from the internet. Artificial intelligence. Don't get me wrong. There's some good information on it. Amen? But it can be used for the wrong thing. Look at how many kids are bound now. They've been taken captive by artificial intelligence. Try and take their phone away. It's like committing suicide. They're so bound by it. That is everything to them. That is, they've been brought up in artificial intelligence where they rely on that now. That is their communication. They don't need to pick up a phone anymore. They just text someone. They don't even need to talk to someone, although they can face-to-face now. But how many people are, I mean, even kids are committing suicide because they're getting beat down, reading their texts from everyone that's attacking them. Hallelujah. Exodus 31, 1 through 5. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "See, I have called by my Bezalel, the son of Uriah, the son of Ur, of the tribe of Judah," which means praise. "I have filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom and understanding." Remember, wisdom tells you what to do. Understanding tells you how to do it. And wisdom, without wisdom, that's a discerning. That's ability to discern. "Standing in knowledge." Understanding and knowledge in all manner of workmanship, to design artistic works, to work in gold and in silver and in bronze, in cutting jewels for setting, in carving wood, and to work in all manner of workmanship. In other words, wisdom and understanding. God gave them the wisdom and understanding from above so that they could be of service to him. In other words, they can work his hands in the physical realm. Amen. They could perform what God wanted to do from the heavenly realm, the eternal realm, in the physical realm. That's why Jesus came in the fullness of what? Wisdom. And what? Grace. Amen. Wisdom and grace. Grace is what? God's plan of escape. You know, you go to the internet for answers, and there's so many multiple answers. You've got to have discernment to know which one's right. Well, you can be in trouble. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 9. "For we are God's what? Fellow workers. You are God's field. You are God's building. According to the grace of God, which was given to me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another builds on it. But let each one take heed in how he builds on it." Is that going to take wisdom? Yeah. "For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if anyone builds on this foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, each one's work will become clearer. For the day will declare it, because it will be revealed by fire. And the fire will test each one's work of what sort it is. If anyone's work which he has built on endures, he will receive a reward. If anyone's work is burned, he will suffer loss, but he himself will be saved. Yes, so he is through fire. Do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? If anyone defiles the temple of God, God will destroy him. For the temple of God is holy, which temple you are." So, see, once this wisdom comes in, once you receive the wisdom of God and the understanding of the divine wisdom of God, you embrace it. You learn from it. You don't let go. You don't put it aside and decide when you need to use it. It's there living in you and usable all the time. Amen. Why? Then we can become master builders of a solid foundation, built from above, not from beneath. That's why many people fall, backslide, because their foundation is not solid. They begin to compromise and begin to not use the building from above, and they begin to use the building blocks from beneath and not even know they're using them. This is why the enemy deceives. His greatest weapon is deception, and his power is fear. What's grace again? God's plan of escape. It's none of this. I've been saved by grace. You've been saved by God's plan. Amen? That takes cooperation, doesn't it? Without cooperation, you're going to drift off. Ephesians 2, verse 8. For by grace you've been saved through faith, and that of yourselves, if it is a gift of God, not of yourselves, nor of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are as what? Workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works. That's going to take wisdom and understanding, which God has prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. We are created in Christ for good works that glorify God, not man. This wisdom brings glory to God, not men. Amen? You know, even in the Super Bowl, there were some dudes, I mean, in fact, our quarterback of Kansas City, I was impressed. He gave God the glory. He gave God all the glory. He said, man, I got to tell you, my faith is in God. I give him all the glory for everything. I pray and ask God for wisdom, and whatever, and help in everything I do in every game. Of course, he's not living right. Hello? Does everybody understand that? So he's asking God for help. He's giving God glory. But again, there's that area where is the true relationship with the Lord? Amen? See, there's a lot of people out there giving God glory, but it's false. Because it doesn't hold true. Why? Because the foundation is not built from above. Because if it's built from above, then they would be living differently. Amen? Because it's not what you say, it's how you live. The Bible tells us you'll know them by their what? Fruits. Fruits are what? Desires. Things you choose. You'll know them by what they choose. Yes, I give God the glory for everything he's done. But I choose to drink, smoke, party, and fornicate. Hello. Ain't working. Proverbs 4, verse 5. What does it say? Get wisdom. In other words, embrace wisdom. Get understanding. Embrace understanding. Do not forget nor turn away from the words of my mouth. Do not forsake her, and she will preserve you. Love her, and she will keep you. Wisdom is the what? Principal thing. Does everybody get this? Anybody get this? Good. Wisdom is the principal thing. Come on, this is what the word says. Therefore, get wisdom or embrace wisdom. In all of your getting, get understanding. Exalt her. She will promote you. She will bring you honor when you embrace her. Oh, snap. When you what? Embrace her. She will place on your head an ornament of grace and a crown of glory she will deliver to you. Oh, in other words, she's going to impart God's plan. Get it. Embrace it. Proverbs chapter 12 and verse 1 through 3. It says, whoever loves instruction loves knowledge. But he who hates instruction is stupid. Hello? Stupid. Now, there's a spirit behind stupid called deaf and dumb. Amen? Those that reject wisdom by correction are stupid, which means slow to learn or understanding, poor decisions, and careless mistakes. Why? Because they're not making the right choices. Unability to what? Discern. Unability to discern. How many people you know get offended every time you try to correct them? You correct them in love, they get offended. You know what? That wisdom ain't from above. It's from beneath. And see, they're not even able to discern that it's from love. The only thing they're looking at is me. Me, myself, and I, Trinity of evil. Glory. A good man obtains favor from the Lord, but a man of wicked intentions he will condemn. A man is not established by wickedness, but the root of the righteous cannot be moved.
You know, one of the things
with wisdom is helps you to discern the things that please God. It helps you to what? Discern the things that please God. Cain killed Abel because he didn't have the wisdom. Of course, he was an offspring of the serpent. Amen. Abel had wisdom because he brought God an offering that was acceptable. It pleased him. Cain didn't. And from that lineage of John, Cain and the fallen angels and the giants and so forth. And then we got the Nephilim race. And then we had the other angels that came in and put on flesh and produced more Nephilims and offsprings of demonic forces. Amen. And what did they do? They taught man war. They taught man how to make weapons. They taught women how to beautify themselves and paint themselves. They taught man all kinds of things. You know, anything the devil teaches turns to corruption. So they corrupted the whole earth. In fact, the whole earth is still under corruption, waiting for the children of God, of the righteous, to take control, which God is getting ready to do. Amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 6. Solomon said, "You have shown great mercy to your servant David, my father, because he walked before you in truth, in righteousness, and upright of heart with you." Did David make mistakes? Yeah, he was peeping David. Amen? But, you know, when Samuel said, you know, you got a few choices here. You want to fall in the hands of your enemy or in the hands of God? He said, "I'd rather fall in the hands of God." And God judged David. But David didn't quit. He was a man after God's heart, and that's what pleased God. Amen? He said, "You have continued this great kindness for him, and you have given him a son to sit on his throne as it is this day." Now, this is Solomon talking to God. "Now, O Lord my God, you have made your servant king instead of my father David, but I am a little child, and I do not know how to go out and come in. And your servant is in the midst of your people whom you have chosen, a great people, too numerous to be numbered or counted. Therefore, give your servant an understanding heart to judge your people, that I may what? Discern between good and evil. For who is able to judge this great people of yours?" The speech pleased God that Solomon had asked this thing. Then the Lord said to Solomon, "Because you have asked this thing and have not asked long life for yourself, nor have you asked riches for yourself, nor have you asked the life of your enemies, but have asked for your understanding to discern justice. Behold, I have done according to your words. See, I have given you a wise and understanding heart, so that there has not been anyone like you before you, nor shall any like you arise after you. And I also have given you what you have not asked, both riches and honor, so that there shall not be anyone like you among the kings of all your days. So if you walk in my ways and keep my statutes and my commandments, as your father David walked, then I will lengthen your days. Then Solomon awoke, and indeed it had been a dream. And he came to Jerusalem and stood before the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, offered up burnt offerings, offered peace offerings, and made a feast for all of his servants. Did that come to pass? Yes. Of course, after a period of time, Solomon did not walk correctly before the Lord because he fell into lust with other women. Hello. Remember, asking for wisdom, not wealth, pleased God. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 4. It says, there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. These are the gifts of the Holy Spirit. There are differences of ministries, but of the same Lord. This God's talking about the Trinity. And there are diversities of activities, but it is the same God who works all in all. So the diversities of gifts are by the Holy Spirit. The difference of ministries is by the Lord Jesus. And the diversities of activities is by Father. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. For one is given the word of wisdom. It's the first one, isn't it? Through the Spirit. To another, the word of knowledge through the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healings by the same Spirit. To another, working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, discerning of spirits. To another, different kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one as individual as he wills. So understand, the more you pray in tongues, the more wisdom comes. I'm going to say it again. The more you pray in tongues, the more wisdom comes. Why? Because tongues is the foundation of the gifts. Does everybody get it? It's the foundation of the gifts. Why? Because when you pray in tongues, you can get a word of wisdom, word of knowledge. You can lay hands on the sick. You can get something. There's been many times where the Lord's given me a word of wisdom, and I decreed it to an individual, and they got healed. Hallelujah. Words of wisdom and discerning of spirits. Isaiah 11, verse 1. This is Isaiah prophesying. He said, there shall come forth a rod from the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding. It says Spirit. These are all guided by the Holy Spirit. These are the seven attributes of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of counsel and might, and the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. His delight is in the fear of the Lord. And he shall not judge by the sight of his eyes, nor decide by the hearing of his ears. Why? He's going to discern by the wisdom from above. But with righteousness he shall judge the poor and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall slay the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt of his loins, and faithfulness the belt of his waist. Wow. So understand that you and I, we have the seven attributes of the Holy Spirit through the anointing of God. Amen. It is the anointing of wisdom and understanding. And Proverbs 9, verse 9. It says, give instruction to a wise man and he will still be wiser. Teach a just man and he will increase in learning. Well, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of what? Wisdom. That's reverence, honor, and respect. That's where you put God before you in everything you do. And the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. For by me, he says, your days will be multiplied, and the years of life will be added to you. If you are wise, you are wise for yourself, and if you scoff, you will bear it alone. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And I'm going to close at 1 John chapter 2. Don't get sucked into the deaf and dumb spirits and all the familiar spirits that the enemy throws at you. Listen, when knowledge begins to puff yourself up, you know that you're in danger. When knowledge comes from above, it's revelation, and it should humble us, not puff us up. 1 John chapter 2, verse 20. He says, but you have a what? An anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. So that is the wisdom from God. You know all things. You're able to discern all things. But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. I've not written to you because you do not know the truth, but because you know it, and that no lie is of the truth. Who is a liar but he who denies Jesus is the Christ? You know, like I shared before, that's what you need to ask somebody. No matter who they are, whatever, you don't have to ask them, do you believe Jesus came in the flesh? Just ask them, is Jesus the Christ? Do you believe Jesus is the Christ? If they say, I don't know, then they're Antichrist. You get it? Unless they believe that Jesus is the Christ, they're Antichrist. That's simple discernment. It's called wisdom. It says here, who is a liar but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ? He says what? He is what? Antichrist. Who denies the Father and the Son. Whoever denies the Son does not have the Father either. He who acknowledges the Son has the Father. Therefore, do what? Let that abide in you which you have heard from the beginning. If what you heard from the beginning abides in you, you also will abide in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that he has promised us, eternal life. So, God gives you his presence, his power and truth, and gives you the seven attributes of the Spirit of God with wisdom and understanding. Amen? So that we can discern. Why? So you make it home. So that you make it home. Remember, the enemy is trying to trap us every single day. These things I've written to you concerning those who try to what? Deceive you. But the anointing which you have received from him abides in you, and you don't need anyone to teach you because you know the truth. But as the same anointing teaches you concerning things and is true and is not a lie, and just as it has taught you, you abide in him. Now, little children, abide in him, that when he appears, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. If you know that he's righteous, you know that everyone who practices righteousness is born of him. And everyone else who does not practice righteousness is not born of him. That's a simple discernment, isn't it? That's wisdom. Again, God is preparing us for all the foolish attacks. In everything. It's all over. The media is blowing up everywhere. We're seeing all of this stuff, you know. I didn't watch the Super Bowl. I've stayed away from NFL, but every once in a while I'll watch a few highlights. Because of what they promote. I won't support them. Certainly wouldn't buy a ticket. And wouldn't advertise anything with them. But again, they promote the wrong things. Everything is so corrupt, it's incredible. Everything is corrupt. And it's all going to be exposed. Especially in the White House, the Democrats. Amen. All the stuff that's going on. It's going to be all exposed because this is a sting operation from God. But you can't get caught up in the sting operation. You're going to need wisdom from above. Because the enemy is trying to trap people, cause division, bring doubt and fear. And he's going to challenge you in every way and any way he can. No matter what it is, even with sickness and disease, he's going to challenge you. No matter what. Amen? So hang tough. Hold on. Enjoy the ride. And to God be the glory. Father, we thank you for your word. We're honored and blessed. Seal the seed that's been imparted with the blood of Jesus and with the anointing of Jesus so that it may grow and bear fruit for your glory in Jesus' name. Amen.